Sylvia Wanjira.
And Shiro Waweru.
We are the hosts of the Beneath the Surface podcast, or BTS for short.
A podcast that focuses on conversations around mental, emotional, and general wellness and self-improvement.
Yeah, we are available on all major podcast platforms.
So check us out, share the love, and we look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah.
Guys,
hi,
so welcome back to Beneath the Surface.
Yeah.
We are your hosts, the certified young people.
Certified young people. Actually, from this episode, we wanted to start emphasizing and giving a disclaimer that we are not psychiatrists, we are not licensed professionals or mental analyzers. We don't have a degree in any of those things.
Yeah,
we are just people who have a passion for this type of conversations and these issues.
Yeah.
So we read on them, we research on them, we are just passionate about this. So we talk about them in regard, like we give our opinions and we research, and that's what forms our opinions. So yeah, we just needed to give that disclaimer.
Just certified to be young. Nothing else.
Yeah, don't go out there saying, oh, Sly alisema. Niko nafanya hivi.
Any suggestion?
But I'm just saying, it's good suggestion. So,
So.
Yes, Weshi, how are you?
My God. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, yes.
Finally, we are doing this episode to my car.
It's been a minute. A hot minute.
Yeah. So, what have we been doing? How are you? How have you been since we last recorded?
I've been good. I've been taking some time to myself.
Mm.
A lot of alone time, which by then I didn't even know I needed. So I just happened to end up spending most of my last 2 weeks-ish alone.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, I really, really needed. It's a thing I used to do, by the way.
Mm.
And I don't know what happened. I guess when my sister moved in with me,
mm-hmm.
I stopped. I got used to it, so I was like, akua, my alone time is gone forever.
Yeah.
But now, but now she doesn't need that to be out of the house for me to have an alone time.
Some alone time. Yeah.
I can go take a walk or whatever, but it's been really nice to just come back to myself and find.
How have you been taking time alone? Taking those walks, somehow you've been alone in the house.
I've literally been alone in the house. Nice. And just like,
yeah.
And going back to my usual, I have like, you know, those routines you usually just have that you don't think about.
Yeah.
But as soon as you do the thing, you're like, I missed this.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it was like. So
yeah.
I think that has been very, very, very good for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what about you?
Guy, how have I been? I've been good. I think I've been okay. I've been having some rough days. I lost a friend. By the way, I lost a friend, my trainer. Oh my God. The last 2 weeks have been difficult. Actually, I feel like I have lost a few people in my family.
Mm.
Like my granddad died when I was pregnant, 2017. And also my uncle, the same year.
Mm-hmm.
And they were pretty close. I mean, you were Tuniliona for a while since I was young. But I didn't really feel that impact. And I'm not saying I didn't feel the impact because I didn't love them. It's just we didn't have that ca bond, I feel.
No, yeah, I guess.
We knew each other because we are family, and he's important to me because he's my dad's dad and all that. So it was sad. But I feel like my friend Roger, when he died, let me tell you, I was working out. Every time I'm working out, I think about Roger.
Mm.
He's my former trainer, in case nobody knows. My former trainer. I think about him because the things I'm doing when I'm working out, he's the one who taught me.
Yeah.
And he's the one who made me realize some things I can do that I didn't know before.
Yeah.
So, nakwanga, if I'm jogging, I'm just thinking like Roger would have told me to, move. Like, songa, umemaliza, sijinini, utamaliza, twende, stop. I usually think about him. So, this one day, I was having a rough day.
Mm.
Like, I had a bad day. I kept feeling like crying the whole day. Mm. It was just weird. I could not shake off that feeling.
Mm.
And then, niliamka asubuhi nikavaa nguo za work out, but I didn't get time to work out. So, in the evening, I'm like, I need to shower, but sija work out. So, mi nitaenda tu ni train, niende tu kwenje nikafanya work out.
Mm.
So, I was just jogging. I'm thinking about Roger as usual.
Mm.
And then, I'm crying. I just, after the workout, sinile una meditate for a few, I cried for some reason. I was just sad.
Yeah.
I was just feeling like, what is life like? It was just one of those days.
Yeah.
And then I have gone to the house and then I'm checking my phone.
Mm.
First thing, nani IG tu ilikuwa na notifications nimeweka. Ati, hi Sly. Ati, I'm sorry if I'm, if you, it's the first time you're hearing this. Ati, Roger passed away yesterday. Wesh, I dropped. Nilianguka. Nilianguka chini. As in, I could not believe it. My mom was like, what is happening? What is... Then I was like, Ati, Roger passed. So, since that day, I've been just crying. Every time I think about him, I cry. I went to see him to, at, like, at the mortuary. It was my first time going to a mortuary. And just how people say there's that smell of death.
Yeah.
I smelled the smell of death. I saw him. I looked at him for like 10 minutes. Even to like, we were just three of us who had missed the viewing.
Yeah.
So walitukubalisha tuingie kumuona. So it was just, in fact, the whole time I was looking at him, I shikili at my head. I felt like my head was about to drop. Like, ianguke haraka neno
mkochi. Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it's been rough, actually.
Yeah.
Very, very rough to think of how far we've come. Mm. And how when I met him, I was like a whole 95 kgs.
Yeah.
And then now I'm at 70. I'm so energetic and he can't see it. I can't see him. I didn't see him when he was in hospital. Anyway, it's been a rough time.
It's rough.
Yeah. And yeah, I had some alone time for a few days. Nimekuwa na alone time. A few times I've had alone times. Then there's many hits like, hey, yeah, this thing affected me, sana. Because of late, I've not been having alone time, sana, because of my move. Now, our house is full house, so I rarely get time unless I'm alone in a workout. So, yeah, I mean, I'm good. As long as I'm still working out, I talk about 2 times a week, I'm 3 times a week. I think I'm good, but it's been rough, yeah.
Yeah, plus take it easy. I mean, it's a big thing to deal with. Plus, you know, a lot of us have not experienced the death of a person that was close to us, us as a person.
Yeah.
So that first one, I don't think it gets easier. Let me not say the first one hits you.
Yeah.
But it definitely,
does. In fact, after it happened, I was like, my goodness, if I can lose someone who is closer than that to me, I think I would lose my mind. I don't even know. Even if I appreciate sana people who are close to me. But actually, that is what it has done for me.
Yeah.
Because now I will not shy away from telling you I love you or like I want to spend time with you.
Yeah.
Kujibu text, ku, like, I see. I feel like if I felt that bad, nani, we am saying I'll go to train. I imagine like a close friend or like someone you've been with since you were a child.
Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate my people. That's how I am. I feel appreciative, grateful. Yeah.
So we hope you guys have been taking care of yourselves.
Yeah.
We hope, as always, that you've been kind to yourselves and remember to forgive yourselves when you are unable to do those things that you have set your goals or set your mind on. I mean, like, it's okay. You can't be
at 100
all the time.
Yeah.
It's good to have goals, but don't beat yourself up too bad when you don't reach the goals.
At that time, expected.
Sometimes things take a detour, but eventually you'll get there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, on the last episode, we were talking about the signs, the subtle signs that can tell you that you may be potentially be in an abusive relationship, either with your partner
or
with a friend.
yeah.
And so to build on that, today we want to talk about how childhood trauma manifests in adult relationships. And by tukisema relationships, we always mean all of them, including friendships, any interaction or bond that you have with that you have with other people that counts as a relationship. Because obviously it's not that in a co-affect when you're in a romantic relationship and then it takes a break with your friends.
With other people.
Then when you get back home, it comes back.
Truly. Yeah. And also we recognize that it is many things that affect how you interact.
Yeah.
In your relationships, but now the main focus will be on childhood trauma because I feel like that is the base, that's the foundation of who you are and how you relate to the people you love or to people who love you.
Especially in an unhealthy, toxic, abusive relationships, those things don't just happen in a vacuum. Those both parties, both the abuser and the abused, have probably been in an abusive environment or something unhealthy that is leading to them reacting the way they are reacting. So again, not to excuse it, just to explain it.
Yeah.
And also so that if you find yourself exhibiting some of the traits and if you find yourself being the abuser, I know being called an abuser is a big thing, and it's like you don't want to be called it.
Yeah.
But sometimes you have to face what it is.
Your toxic ways.
Yeah. So if someone tells you have harmed them, you don't get to tell them you didn't harm them.
Mm.
The bottom line is they are harmed. So what's the next step? How can you ensure that you don't harm another person?
Mm.
Like, try and decenter yourself and think about it from, if it was you being harmed, you would definitely want to be listened to.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the goal for both, anyone to recognize whether you've been the abused, the abuser, whatever, whether you have some traits that are a bit sketchy,
because
you know, it's you can find maybe you have one or two of the traits that does not necessarily mean you're abusive, but chances are if you have like 10 of them,
yeah,
chances are it's a bit you're problematic.
Yeah,
problematic.
And also like for people who actually like unajua inasema kananga. This statement has always been funny to me, but inasema kananga sounds like something Kibaki would say. When two people are in an abusive relationship, say I'm the abused and then you're abusing me, both of you have a problem.
Yeah.
And not a problem actually, oh my God, a problem. Mm-hmm. But it's like there's things that the abused person is allowing to happen to them. And not that you're allowing. I mean, I don't even like saying allowing.
There's a reason they're being drawn to those types of relationships.
Yeah, and like, also staying in them. Because you can be drawn and then you realize and then you leave.
Yeah.
But there are people who are unable to leave for some reason.
Most it apparently takes 7 tries before someone actually leaves.
Yeah. It's where it's
hard.
It's crazy. Yeah. So it's not that you have a problem at sasa when you ule dem when you unakubalingi watu wakuchape.
Yeah.
It's just that there's something that is making it's a deeper problem. And I feel like we need to talk about those things, like why do we let things slide in relationships? Why are we letting that particular thing slide? Why are you where you are?
That one kwanza needs a whole nini.
Yeah.
Why don't people leave?
Yeah.
Because it's a very insensitive question to say kwa nini hukutoka.
Yeah.
It's not that simple.
Like it's not that simple. Yeah. And actually, did you know 70% of abused people who are killed are usually the ones who have left.
Yeah, that's true. By the way, part of the reason most people don't leave is also that. Like,
yeah, imagine majority of those people who have been killed is because they left.
What else is left? I can't abuse you every day. So
you can imagine how scary it is to stay knowing you might die if you leave.
Yeah. Like, it's very complex.
Oh my God.
And I guess it's easy to dismiss because you can't see it physically, like you can't pinpoint that. Okay, it's not like something is in the way that you can just pick it up and move and continue going. There's so many layers to it.
Yeah,
there's so many things
dynamics.
To
me. Yeah. Wow.
So let's get into it.
Let's get into it. So childhood trauma.
So childhood trauma takes many forms, and some of the forms it takes is physical and sexual abuse.
Yeah.
Basically, any type of abuse happening to you directly,
yes,
that can be childhood trauma.
Yeah,
it can be witnessing
abuse.
Yeah, witnessing domestic violence. Yeah,
yeah.
So just because you are not the one who was abused,
yeah,
it doesn't mean it's not going to affect you and your relationships.
In fact, there's a statement I read somewhere that said, children who witness domestic violence are affected almost just as much as kids who are physically and emotionally abused.
Yeah.
It's almost the same. Like, come at a kama away how chapwin. Like,
you have all the emotional scars.
Yeah, you have the exact, almost exact effects. Like, nam tu mwenye ameishi kupigwa kwao.
Yeah.
So it's very deep, but they are separate.
Yeah. Then there is witnessing a traumatic event.
Yeah.
Like maybe, I don't know,
your
seeing
mom
someone
died.
Die.
Yeah. Like maybe your dad got cancer and then your mom had to take care of her for like 2 years. Maybe you didn't have money. You guys need to go to shule.
Yeah. Oh, ama like auctioneers came to your home and like that's a pretty big thing.
Yeah. Wakachukua vitu.
To witness. Yeah. Or like your house burnt down.
Yeah.
Those are pretty big things. Now you see those things. So the point is trauma is not necessarily always just abuse.
Yeah.
It just means big things that happen to us when we're children.
Yeah.
That we don't have the capacity to handle emotionally at that time.
Yeah.
And so we handle handle them like kids do, then they end up having like a slow burn kind of effect, such that it's not okay. Now when we are adults, then there's also intense bullying. That's also traumatic.
I'm sure that is, especially like if, like say a child was maybe like like an albino child,
yeah,
or like whatever form of thing you have since you were young,
yeah.
And then from the time Nacheza Ukwenje, you're 3 years old, and then kids are like, of course, if it starts early like that,
it'll have an effect.
Definite effect on you, the bullying.
I feel like I should point out, bullying is not always just outside the home. Even people house can bully you.
For sure.
People, your relatives, it always comes off like a joke. But those jokes, like we've been saying, there's some jokes that are sensitive and that really have an effect on you. Even if you laugh them off, it doesn't mean like
those are affecting you.
Affecting me, Misha. Yeah, and then of course there's extreme situations like floods or like refugee trauma. Like
the kids in Congo and stuff.
Oh my God. Like, even all those people protesting in Nigeria, like, that is extreme trauma.
Extreme trauma.
Like,
extreme
police trauma. Shooting on you and...
Yeah. And me, I feel like I'm more... I'm very pissed, actually, in these stories in Nigeria. Actually, it sickens me. But what is sickening me more is the Congo issue, because we are not seeing what is happening.
Yeah.
It's like a silent thing that we are not seeing. And there's many things that have happened in Congo the past years, like, in the... past years, Mambo's like they weaponize rape.
Yeah.
Kids are killed, kids don't go to school, men are abused, like men are killed all the time. Like it's something that has been there in Congo for so many years. Mpaka Jose Banyanaskia, this is what they're going through now. I was just like, I cannot imagine how kids
imagine those children
will rise.
How
do you rise?
Like you've been beaten down from
You've been beaten down, your parents have been beaten down, your extended family, everyone in the country.
Everyone you've seen, like, I don't know how you get out of that.
I don't know. But it's crazy traumatic because even until today, I usually watch interviews about Rwanda, the genocide in 1994. Until today, it affects people. Like, it's something, that's a very big thing that
it's can the same affect. Way slavery still has effects 400 years later. Like, yeah. It's not. It doesn't have to be happening to you right now for it to now. Even those people who are like, even time your PV, I was about to say all those people who are displaced. There are still people who are displaced to this day.
Yeah,
that is extremely traumatic. Yeah. And so,
I was watching some guy alikuwa Westgate ile time ya attack.
Oh yeah, that too.
This guy was in pain. Unajua ile kuongea uko in pain. Like it's like it happened yesterday.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, if that thing that happened in I'm traumatized this way, you can imagine when you're a child and you can't comprehend. And then inakusumbua.
Hata ujui, don't know how to deal with those emotions. Like as a child, ideally as a child, it should be a happy childhood. You shouldn't have to deal with some things when you're that young. You're not even ready. Yeah. So
yeah, trauma, and also because brains za watu hizi na kuanga very spongy, they absorb everything.
Yeah,
they will take it more harder. They'll take it harder.
Yeah,
because they are smaller. I feel like their capacity is smaller. Yeah, so wataichukulia na uzito sana.
Hawezi block.
Hawezi block. Hawezi choose. Hawezi. Yeah.
So anyway, I guess the point is trauma takes many different forms.
Yeah,
and also to show that you don't necessarily have to have been abused for you to have experienced something traumatic or something that has affected the way you are right now. And it's called, what I was reading about it, and they're calling it complex trauma. The one that's nothing physical happened to you or anything, but it has that effect, that slow burn effect, that as a child you look too sour, but then as an adult is when you're realizing some things. You know, even like by there you lose your memories. Like when you're older is when you're thinking, you remember that one time, you're like, fuck.
That happened?
That happened. Like, I had forgotten about it completely. Yeah. Like, if they are parts of your childhood, you cannot remember at all. You block it.
It's a coping mechanism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, let's get into it.
Actually, we're already into it.
We're already inside it.
Yeah. So, of course, these forms of trauma, they will affect how you relate with your partners, with your friends, and, like, with yourself.
For sure,
with yourself. Mm-hmm. And I feel like... Where do we start with
I think the prevailing feelings are usually like a lot of guilt and a lot of shame.
Yeah.
especially with things like physical and sexual abuse.
Mm-hmm.
It's we take it as such a shameful thing that, and it's the abused who bears the burden of shame.
Mm.
While in reality, the person who should be feeling ashamed of their actions is the abuser. The abused is not broken.
Mm.
There is nothing wrong with them. It's not their fault. There's nothing they did to attract this kind of attention.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless of that being the logical case, the point is the person will still feel that way, regardless of what the sensible thing is to feel.
Yeah.
And they'll still feel like guilty if it's an abusive home and you have siblings, or even if it's not your siblings, you feel the burden of why didn't I step in?
Yeah.
Ni take some of the beating from Nini, you know, nisaidie.
Mm.
And even if you are being beaten also to within an inch of your life, you will still feel some bit of like, it should have been me. It should have been this.
Yeah.
And now when you grow up and you get into relationships, you end up bearing a lot.
Yeah.
Because you feel like...
It's not as bad. Haijafika violence. Haijafika mikupigwa. Amenitusi tu.
It's not a big deal.
Hanishauti yangi. So, as in, it's like... Guy, mile. This conversation is very deep for me. Because me, may experience firsthand how you will just let things slide.
Yeah.
With people in your relationships. Because you feel like... it's not as bad.
Yeah.
I can let this go. I'm a nyamaza. Siezi mkompea na my dad. Of course, mi siezi date mtu kama my dad.
Mm.
And then you realize later you have let so many toxic things fly.
Yeah.
Because you associate toxicity to what you've seen.
Yeah.
And what you've experienced kitambo, and it's like, as long as haijafika hapo, you have like a threshold.
Mm.
As long as haijafika hapo, like, unaweza kosa kuidentify, unaweza kosa kuipinpoint. So, yeah, I feel like you experience a lot of shame when you're growing up. For me, it was guilt.
Mm.
Guilt and shame. Although me, because I'm an extrovert, and I think I always sought comfort in having other relationships since I was young, talking to other people, being open, being whatever. So I had a few friends growing up who I would tell that that thing was happening to me. I don't remember feeling ashamed.
That probably really helped you.
I think it did. Even now that I think about it, I think it really helped me because I never ran away from that fact, but I felt guilty.
Yeah.
The guilt I felt because Nile, I was the firstborn.
Mm.
I was never abused personally.
Yeah.
Physically.
Yeah.
But I would see it and I was like, shit, please go.
Did you feel like it was your fault?
Yeah. Like, I felt like if I was not here, this would not be happening.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, you're here because of us. Please leave. It's many times I would tell my mom, like, please, Akisi, when the end at two, chakwa sawa. I used to feel like it's happening because of me.
Yeah.
And in as much as I had siblings, it was really about me because I'm a child. I don't know.
Yeah.
But na feel ni kama enda tu sikai tu jiangu kui hivyo. So I would feel so much guilt every time. Every time I'd see it or hear it, I'd just feel like
yeah.
And also because I can't step up. I'm also I don't want to say I'm a pussy, but I never used to.
Non-confrontational.
Yeah, very extremely non-confrontational. Because
you've seen so much conflict, you want to be the person who brings peace. Honey, you can't stand being the person who's causing yet even more
aggression. Yeah, truly. Because for me, it was always now go for confrontation, sana.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to talk. I want us to talk it out. And like the last time it happened in front of me, I am the one who stopped it, and I was like, I prayed. I was like, I'm going to pray for you. If it's demons, like I was just like, I closed my eyes in chaos and started praying.
Yeah.
And it was like these people, and I told them I'm going to report them to the police station. They're affecting my mind. I've been having nightmares since I was a child.
Yeah.
I feel like ilikuwa imeni push sana, but always it has always been, you know, just guilt.
Yeah, just guilt.
And anger, for me, and anger, like, what are you doing? Why are you here? Like, what?
Yeah.
Anyway, so when you're in a relationship, also another way it will manifest is falling for the same people, falling for them. Yeah.
It's, I don't know if it has a name, but the way you kind of mirror the same dynamic at home,
yeah,
you mirror in adulthood. The same way they say, hell is going on? They say girls marry their fathers and boys marry their mothers.
Because I used to hate people who tell me that. What are you telling me?
But like you're doing the exact same thing.
Yeah. Actually, you utapata tu mtukaa baba yako all the time.
So now you see, already, first of all, it's kind of like a self-fulfilling prophecy. First of all, you hear it enough times, it's like, okay, then it's then going to happen. I have no power in this thing. And then also, it's not even, it's what you've seen. It's what you know how to deal with. You know, that's what you know how to navigate.
That's
like
chaos you're used to.
Yeah, you know how to navigate someone who is like that because you know how to, like, keep them happy. You know how to not cause waves, not cause nini. You know, as long as he's not angry.
You know how not to push him.
Yeah. You know all that. So now when you meet someone who's like that, you're drawn to them because, I mean, you know how to handle it. Yeah, you know how to handle
extra large quotes.
And then, like, bonus point, if he's not abusive physically, it's like, I mean, I am not my mother. Because there's also a bit of, like, you really, like, you love your mom, yes, but you still don't want to turn into her.
Yeah.
But then now you turn into her in different ways.
Yeah. Yeah, because, like, for me, I feel like her... For sure, because even the passive aggression, like, for example, when you're exposed to abuse, and it's one parent, obviously, who is experiencing it, and then how they're handling it after the abuse. Tuseme alipigwa jana, and then leo ni anawachapa, ama anawatolea stress, ama as she serves you guys food every day, she's angry, akiosha nyumba amejam, akifanya kitu. The passive aggression, it really... I feel like I'm passive-aggressive because of that.
Yeah.
I genuinely... Now, it's something that hit me the other day, actually. I was like, oh, my God. Could I be passive-aggressive? Because this is how I saw people handling issues.
Yeah.
They never stood up for themselves and were like, by the way, many mess. By the way, I will not tolerate this. Akuna boundary. But they're angry in their actions. I feel like I do that a lot. Oh,
but,
my God.
But I feel... And I wanna, like, even me, I feel like I'm the same way to a degree. Because I feel like the kawaida African dynamic home is... Like, your mom is a subservient one. She keeps the peace. Kwanza, that keeping the peace. I detest when someone says, be his peace. My God, I hear with that shit.
Oh, my God. Because, I am your nightmare,
she,
my G.
She keeps...
What?
She, like, you see, now being the peacekeeper and being the whatever, she rarely ever vocalizes how she is feeling. About it rarely ever matters how your mom is feeling. And I feel like that is the case with so many of our homes. It's like your dad, decision yake ndio final kwanza. Na yeye, everyone is working to make sure that yeye ako poa. Yeye ndio we are walking around eggshells to nini, to please. Like, we are all doing that. So now we all end up like... When we grow up, because it was the same case, like when we grow up, it's like wanting to keep the peace. Eh, kwanza, peacekeeping.
When? Peacekeeper numero uno.
Eh, manze, watu wakiagi, it's like, no, okay. So, ebu wewe, tell us your side.
Yeah.
Tell us your side. Then sometimes, really, that argument needs to happen.
Yeah.
Ndio people get to the other side. But, like, hey, before even nione, you know, nilikuwa tu najibamba, najiambia vile ni uzuri. And like, me, I'm a good person. Mimi, bebe, mi hata siagi wingi na watu.
Yeah. Mimi, you're not confrontational, you're saying dramatic.
I'm not dramatic. I mean, girl, ebu, can you be dramatic?
Can you be dramatic for your own sake?
So you see now, if, like, yeah, when I was not even, let me not say younger, because that implies nikitambo. So maybe nikiwa kambo hivi. Now, like, trying to fit into that mold of the least problematic person, the least this person, anyone can talk to me, anyone, and oh my God, there's a friend of mine who likes telling me, like, hey, because I usually tell her, so people just come up to me and say weird things, and I'm just going to be like, okay. But then when I'm repeating those things is when it's like, excuse?
Why did they tell me that?
And what did you do?
Nothing. Manze, keyboard warrior. Keyboard.
Oh, keyboard warrior.
keyboard warrior.
So anyway, but you see now, that whole being peacekeeping, we tend to forget now that the woman, your mom now, she definitely had her own emotions, her own thoughts, but you never saw that.
Yes.
And so, like, in terms of how that manifests in a relationship is you end up being, you lose yourself. You lose your identity. You start, when you're, like, if you look at your careers, what are they called? Habits. You cater so much to how the other person is feeling. How is everyone
what
happy? Is everyone content? Yeah. And as long as they're happy, then you're like, yeah. I'm good. Mm. And I feel if you bring up any conflict, then it will become a huge fight. Na mtaachana, and they'll never love you again.
Well,
and
yeah.
like so now you feel like that whole, you have to be that person, the least problem. You have to keep proving why you deserve to be loved, kind of. You don't feel like it is, you should be loved just because.
But then most of us, I feel like we don't feel like that.
Yeah.
I feel like there's something that you have to have.
Yeah.
We feel like there's something we have to have for us to be loved purely genuinely. Yeah.
And that goes for both boys and girls.
Like, for sure.
You feel like we have to perform this. We have to be, to reach this certain standard.
Mm.
And all of these are things we can unlearn, all of us. To have fuller relationships where we are valued as people and not as things or
what you can do
or what you can give. Yeah. Like, start with giving yourself. I think that's the only way you can be able to love another person like that.
Yes.
Is if you value yourself as a human without strip your job, strip your whatever, your looks, your all the things you think you have going for you.
Yes.
Strip all of them. Do you like
you?
You. Yeah. If you don't like that, it's impossible for you to like another person for that.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Oh my God.
Girl. My
Deep.
God.
Deep AF. Yeah. And then the big one that I feel is most of us experience is that low self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's the same thing. No,
it's part of
it. Yeah. Low self-worth in terms of settling for less.
Yeah.
Settling for something because you feel like... It's actually what we're just saying. Yeah. Like, una feel ni kama...
I would deserve...
Mtu anakufanya favor. Mtu akiwa anakupenda
anakufanya
favor by the way. You're so privileged.
You're like, so thankful.
Like, oh my God, imagine how many texts
going.
He chose me. Oh my God, he's choosing me.
That's another thing.
Are you choosing him?
Choose.
Yeah.
You've been chosen.
Like, why not? Why wouldn't you be? Like,
you've not been chosen. You've consented to be in this thing together.
Yes.
You've consented just as much as the other person has.
Yes.
So,
and also, like, mtu asikam to alafu just because they've chosen you. You accept because you feel like they've chosen you.
No, I feel like kwanza girls, the way we are taught about relationships and stuff like that, we are taught like we don't have any say.
Yeah.
Like if you look at the way a lot of girls grow up and what we are told, like when we are younger about relationships, it's not you choosing the man or you accepting or you like making a choice to be the man. It's always the man who will come and choose you.
He's the one who saw you. Yeah. He's the one who was pleased.
He saw your value because you're so valuable. Value,
yes. And then you say yes.
Yeah, then imagine how weird is that? How did a whole group of people like
imagine like at the end then uko tu nimekubali umekubali,
so which means then anaweza kama kuacha vile anataka kuacha because like that's where you see so much clown. Just look at how people respond when there's a lot of clownery going on because between two people in the public.
Mm-hmm.
It's always I don't even, it's always mtu alimfanyisha hivi, ama alimfanyia nini, ama these people, it never comes off as two adults who agreed to do this thing together. It comes off as one chose the other.
Huyo alikuchuza, alafu unamfanyia hivi, so atafanya hivi, na nini utafanya hivi.
Okay, as a collective group of people, there is a lot, we really need to rethink how we look at relationships.
We really do how... We need to rethink it because it's like, why are you with this person? Ata mimi, nimejipata situations na uliza mse. And I know guys say that, chicks ask guys that a lot, but it's like, I have to ask you, like, why are you with me?
Yeah.
Why are you with me? Genuinely, why are you with me? And then you tell me, ati, because I love you. Why do you love me?
For what reason?
Like, honestly, why do you love me? Like, why are you choosing me? Like, why? What is it? Because, of course, I'm attractive. I'm just saying, but now. Is it like, do you like how I think? Do you like my personality? What about my personality? Do you know what shapes my personality?
Yeah.
Do you know why I'm the way I am? Like, me, I feel like we look at relationships very vaguely.
We do.
It's a very shallow outlook.
Actually.
Not all of us, but of course. We do.
Considering how much impact the people who are close to you have on you,
mm-hmm.
we really should be more keen with how we pick partners, but we really don't.
We
come at like we just agree. We just go with the flow. All of us. It's like
as
because unaona, if someone is paying you attention, you know, just because someone likes you doesn't mean you have to say yes.
Yeah,
or you have to like
you
them
know.
Back.
I've learned that in juicy.